Good afternoon and welcome to 2025's Year in Review of Fenlake. My name's Neil Gilby and I have been joined by Andrew Littledyke, who is giving me weird looks. Why are you giving me weird looks?
2024.
What did I say?
2025.
I did not.
You did.
Rewind it. This is 2024's review.
There you go.
We'll talk about 2025 next year, Andrew.
That's a good idea.
We don't want to talk about it just yet.
Sure.
So it's been a bit of a evolving beast, Fenlake, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely love it.
I mean, if you go back even further to say when we first split Chafford House to moving over to the hub, I mean, what was your initial reaction then when that first took place? Because that was a big change in itself.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think that was the making of all this. I think it was the start of the journey. I mean, the process for opening up the hub wasn't just as an overflow. It was an opportunity for the next step. You know, we kind of looked at individuals, split it so that we had able individuals over there that would be able to be motivated in a small environment, but whilst also accessing the community, having them closer links, and really trying to push forward with elements of work experience and all those things. So, you know, if we look at branching from that into this, you know, when we moved in here in 2021, the environment, the building, what we had on offer and what we could make use of, I think it's just continued developing in that vision of what we saw as a bit of a breakaway and the next step for the Helping Hands Group.
Has Fenlake gone the way you expected it to, or has it exceeded your expectations?
I wouldn't say it's exceeded expectations, because to be honest with you, my mind is always on the next thing. Where are we going with this? What are we going with that? So it's ever evolving. There's no real expectations of what we're going to get out of it. I mean, obviously what we've done so far is fantastic, but we sit down and we look at it and we say, this is next. This is what we need to do next. This is what we need to make it
better. That's not what happens, is it? We sit down and we say, what's next? And I say, you say, don't be so stupid.
You need holding back.
That's the difference.
You need holding back, but you know that. Everybody knows that. You know, when we see something, yes, we want to do it, but there's a route to that, isn't there? And you know as well as anybody does that that route changes consistently all the way to that point. And then when you do get to the final point, it's mission accomplished. Let's move on to the next thing.
So what's been what's made you the happiest in 2024 of the changes within Fenlake?
I just think the whole development of everything, the multimedia, where we're sat now, the opportunities that we've had with podcasting, that we've had collaborations with external services like YTA, new fun things. You know, it's not all just hung on the staff for the ideas or having to make it up on the spot where we are and what we're doing. There's a clear avenue. We're picking up the skills from different organisations and we're seeing what they're doing, and can we do it better than them? Maybe, you know, so we go down those routes and we try and do the next thing. So multimedia, definitely.
Yeah.
Performing arts, again, that's something that,
it's been a revelation.
I'm not sure when this one's going to go out, but
no.
Yeah, definitely the performing arts. I'm really excited for the show on the 19th.
I'll put it out before the show.
I think, you know, when we're talking about everything evolving, I think the performing arts area of Fenlake is something that is just going to keep getting bigger.
That's because you're doing
it. And it's going to keep getting better.
That's because you're doing it.
And it's just massive. I mean, this year we've tried something completely new. We were going off storylines, which the individuals knew, and that was a great break for them, because, you know, even last year, Shrek, Mr. Lyford, knew word for word Shrek's lines. So he didn't have to practice so hard. He didn't have to be pushed so hard because he knew the lines. He knew where he had to be and what he had to do. And it's the same with the other guys. You know, they'd seen the films. They recognised the storyline. They were easily able to follow it. But this year, we've just made it up. Nobody knew anything. We made it up as we went. We changed the story as we went. And everybody's mastered their lines. We've got dance performances, choreography, we've got everything. I think the props that have been made, the dresses, the costumes, absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, this year's is a good one, but I think next year's will top it again.
But that room as a whole, it sort of evolved. I mean, it was obviously before that it was the shop, the Rustic Nest.
It's been everything, hasn't it?
Well, it has been everything.
Yeah, we had a car in there for almost a full year as a garage. Then we've had the charity shop. Then we've had it as a hospitality room.
Yeah.
But yeah, the space we've utilised in there now is massive.
Yeah, and finding the flooring that you got for it, obviously that was a bit of a game changer for it. Then we got the mirrors on the
walls. Yeah, and it all comes from luck, doesn't it? Yeah. It all comes from luck, and it comes from other people. And when you speak to other people and you sell the dream, what we are, how we are, it's contagious, and people want to help.
Yeah,
you know, which is why, you know, collaborations and speaking to different organisations and all the rest of it is something that's really going to push us forwards, certainly in the future, I think.
The Beauty Box, that's obviously a new addition this year, and that's been a firm favourite, certainly with the ladies. And again, it's offering something different, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think these things come from interests, don't they? We set up sessions in the recreation, and then we can use and do what we want. They show an interest, and we go, hold up, let's make something a little bit more permanent. Let's make this a little bit more real, you know, and again, this comes down to you, doesn't it, you know, in regards to let's go out and find something. Oh, look at this, look at that, look at this, let's do it. The vision comes together and we've got a little corner beauty box, and the guys absolutely love it. They can't wait to sit in the chair, have the hair done, have the hair washed, have the makeup done, you know, and it's also focusing on the skill set of some of the staff as well, because, you know, it's keen interest for them.
What do you envisage for 2025? Where can we go? What can we do? It's hard, isn't it? Because you're limited on space for a start. You keep banging on that we need to keep a classroom so we can't change work skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're always going to come to that, aren't you? You're always going to come to that. I mean, you know as well as I know, the problem in this industry is there's no money. No money. So what can you do about it?
No.
You know, you've got to make the best of what you've got and the environment you've got. You know, I've seen you in the office scouring around bigger bits. What's this? What's that? What's this? You know, a lot of it is way out of our reach. Not to say that it's not going to happen one day. You know, it's just a gigantic gamble, isn't it, to step into that realm. Especially when you've got something that, like this now and Chafford, that are comfortable and we know what we've got and we know how we're working it. But yeah, what can you do? Where can you go?
Yeah. It's going to take some sitting down around a table, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, you know, 2025, everything's just going to continue to evolve. You know, we've got some really fun activities that we've got planned for next year, similar to this year's, but we're continuing to do, obviously, the evening fundraiser things, which bring in a good bit of money and, again, opens up the Helping Hands group to families and friends, that creates that community, that family vibe, you know, that we're all in it together, which is exactly what Fenlake and the Helping Hands group as a whole is all about. You know, we work really closely with parents, families, to, you know, support their individuals the best that we possibly can. And we're an extension of that family, aren't we?
Let's talk about our art this year, because obviously that's took a massive leap. Every year we've done an art exhibition and we've carried that through, whether it be in one of the centres or we did it last year at our performance at the Parkway Club. This year took a little bit of a diversion, but for the positive, right?
Yeah, massively. And again, when we're talking about Fenlake, creativity, expression of ourselves is everyday life, isn't it, here? The quality has increased tremendously. Really impressive. As you know, as the display at the museum shows, you know. And again, even the photography section of that only really started out quite late last year to get that quality out. So, you know, next year, again, next step, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for those out there that don't know how we work here at Fenlake, I mean, each month we focus on a different artist, and they the guys will replicate their artwork into similar styles of those artists, and that's what we did throughout the year last year, and all those pictures, or the majority of those pictures, can be seen at the moment on the in Peterborough Museum there until the 21st, I believe, of this month. And the photography group, as you mentioned, they selected their 10 best pictures, and they've gone up, and unbelievably, like, the majority of them have sold, because the museum wanted to sell the work, and yeah, that's testament to their eye, right?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And it just shows that they've got the same interest as everybody else, right? We've all got the different interests, but their interests and their focus on their photography, it's all sold, pretty much. They've sold a lot of it, so it's obviously of interest to others. And the quality of their photography is obviously shining. So, next year's just going to be even bigger and better, right?
What's been the biggest challenge for Fenlake this year, would you say? By the way, this is unrehearsed, so I'm proper putting Andy on the spot with these questions.
Say it again.
What's been the biggest challenge that you've found through Fenlake in 2024? I'll tell you what I think is that having to say no to people that want to attend, not having maybe the size rooms that we'd like in an ideal world.
Yeah.
Working obviously with the space that we've got.
And I appreciate that from a point, because obviously the Helping Hands group is set up to support everyone. Everyone that we can possibly support, we want to support. But from my past experience, for things to work in this kind of environment, you have to have a similar set of individuals to make things work. And that's not saying we're picking and choosing, because we certainly do not pick and choose who we want to say yes and who we want to say no to. But for the service to run as it currently is,
everyone has to work together.
And the size of the building, it's just such a massive impact where you've got to think of everything. You've got to think of the knock-on effect to the individuals, how many extra staffing you're going to have on site, what that is going to do to the size of the session groups, the room sizes. And, it's not easy when you have to say no to people. I mean, we certainly don't do that. Our capacity has increased from...
Right, ready? What were we saying on that bit?
I can't remember. Capacity.
Yeah.
Increased to 30.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we have increased the... We have increased the capacity here a couple of times. But again, there's only so many times you can do that, right? We've been able to do that by the sessions that we've created and by the... i.e. the studio and creating dance sessions. So obviously, you can have larger sessions in, larger groups in there. But there's only so far you can go with that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there is only so far. And it takes you all the way back to the previous conversation of what's next. Is there another thing we can do? Is there another building? Is there another, hub? Can we introduce? Yeah, all of them things. And... it's not always possible. So at some point, and I can imagine it's going to be in the very near future, our door's going to be closed and we're full. And what's the opportunities then for the next ones coming through? Because, a lot of our individuals are coming from schools, they're coming from colleges. College courses are ending. What's next for them there? And Helping Hands as a whole is something that stands out. We do a lot. A lot of positive stuff, certainly on the social interaction and friendships and relationships and, skills and interests and hobbies. And, we build all of that into there, as well as the life skills and adulthood and, everything. So, where do you go? What do you do? How do you do it?
For those out there that obviously won't know all this, so I'm going to talk as a layman on this. How are sessions created here at Fenlake? Tell people at home how sessions are created here.
Well, it's something that just continues to evolve. A lot of what we do is down to interest of individuals. So when we do our initial assessments, we'll go out and we'll speak to the individuals. We'll find out all about them, likes, interests, dislikes. If they've got a key interest in something specific, then we'll think about it. Can we introduce that to our service? Can we run a session like that? Has anybody else got similar interests to that? Will it benefit the service? Will it benefit the individuals? And we'll introduce something. We'll start it very, very, you know, simple. And then just as it develops, it just continues to develop. So, you know, like our recreational sessions, a lot of what we were doing here at Fenlake was quite demanding. You know, the performing arts, quite, you know, practical activities, very strenuous. They've got lots to think about. There are demands we try to push. Then you've got your work skills areas, such as your enterprises and all those different things. Again, you know, we're demanding quite a bit from the guys in regards to what they're putting into the session and what they're getting out of it. So recreational sessions and leisure activities and things like that is their chance to have their downtime, to build the relationship, build the friendships. You know, and the beauty box is exactly what we're talking about in regards to how sessions start. You know, they loved it as part of a filler activity. Let's create a session on it, you know.
We've spoke about the individuals, but what about the staff? How big is the staff team here at Fenlake?
Oh, it's massive. And to be fair, we have been extremely fortunate that there's not been too much disruption to our staffing team. Obviously, people will leave, people will come. That is going to be a continuous cycle in all roles that you're in, really, but a lot in adult social care. Different avenues open up for different people and things change. But we've had a very consistent staffing team over the years here, certainly since we've opened in 2021, which benefits not only the service, not only us, but the guys to have that consistency in the staffing. They know what to expect and what they're going to be getting from each person individually. So, yeah, really, really lucky. And they've kind of built it amongst themselves, but recruitment has been very, very good, and I think we've got the right people in the right places.
Yeah, and for those out there listening, the way we go about deciding whether staff are suited for Fenlake or not, or indeed for the Helping Hands Group for that matter, is just by the way they interact with the individuals, by the way they communicate with the individuals, because that's key to the job, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And the ability to be flexible in everything that you do.
Yeah.
And that you have to be.
Yeah, because although we keep structure, or we try to create a structure, sticking to that through any given day is a challenge. So in the morning, for example, I could be sticking Andy in cooking, but then with 5 minutes to go before the session starts, I could be saying, look, I'm a man down in dance, you're going to have to be going in there. And that's what it's like, right?
Yeah, 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 definitely. You have to be a person of all trades, really. You know, you've got to be able to adapt to what's happening and where it's happening. You know, your pride gets knocked every now and again when you have to act a bit daft and, you know, be out of your comfort zone. But there's never any judgment. And that's what makes it so great. It's a free environment. The individuals aren't judging, staff aren't judging you. You know, we can be who we want to be when we walk through that door, and we can leave and be whoever we want to be when we walk out the door. You know, it's a great environment to work.
One of the adaptions that we've done, or the additions that we've done for this year, is the out of hours clubs. Describe to everyone how that came about and what we've got coming up.
Yeah, so obviously, again, everything all ties in with each other into reasons why we do stuff. So out of hours, we've got a bingo coming up this Friday the 13th. We've also got an end of year quiz, which you're running. What date's that one?
That's a week Friday, isn't it? That's the 20th.
20th, yeah. So, and again, these things come back from what can we do and how can we fundraise? What can we do to create a bigger, better community with, and, you know, introductions with family and friends. individuals alike. What is there outside of the Helping Hands for the group for them? So it's a good way of getting a little bit of fundraising in, but it's an even better way of meeting people outside of work and, you know, yeah.
Yeah, listen, for those that don't know about it, you don't have to bring the individuals with you. You can come along just for a night out. You can, we have advertised to bring a bottle, so you can come and have an alcoholic beverage if you want to come and relax that evening and enjoy it that way. Or you can have one of our free refreshments, which is tea, coffee, or squash. And for this Friday, you could be entertained by Andy, who'll be doing the bingo. And those that came last time would have, well, I'm sure, back us up in saying what a good night it was. What's on offer this week? Or are you keeping it a surprise?
Well, I don't even know, to be honest with you. We've got a few prizes in. We've also got the stuff, a few donations from the Rustic Nest, which is the enterprise group. They've donated a few things. But I do believe Courtney's out this afternoon having a little scan around for some prizes for the last bits. But yeah, it's not only those, is it? You know, we come in with these things from suggestions from parents and the dance club, which Courtney and Nadine run on a Friday afternoon, and the disco that we wanted to do at the weekend.
But didn't, you know, take place.
Didn't take place due to the upkeep on that. But, you know, we wanted to offer these things out to individuals and family because there are some of these elements going on, and family can't always be there to stay. You know, so we wanted to offer that out to individuals within service so that they could be dropped off. They could be looked after by people that they know and trusted from, you know, parents and family. And it's a shame that that first one didn't go ahead. But I think it's certainly going, moving forwards, it's something that I think we continue to offer out.
Yeah, and the others were well supported, so that you know, yeah.
But the dance club on a Friday afternoon, again, there's three, four consistent ones that attend that, and they absolutely love it.
Yeah,
you know, and looking at things moving forwards for that, I can see Nadine and Courtney have both got plans for that in regards to putting on an actual show of what they've been learning, and it would be great to continue to build that troupe. So that they have a, you know, a good dance group together.
One thing we nearly forgot, or I nearly forgot, the holiday club. Massive for 2024, that was.
Yeah, massive. That's on you, isn't it?
Well, not it's on all of us, but it's again, it's listening to parents, right? And, you know, respite's a huge thing for parents. You know, and something that's severely lacking, certainly within Peterborough, so... Yeah, taking into consideration that, and also listening to the guys on a day-in basis of, you know, they want to do what we do. They want to go out. They want to have a beer. They want to go out with their mates. They want to experience everything that we want to experience. So, yeah, to be able to, for the parents to give us the opportunity to, you know, give us the trust in taking their individuals on these short breaks, yeah. And Butlins was a huge success. You obviously saw all the pictures. You were too boring to come. You didn't want to come. I tried to get you to come on the next one. You didn't fancy that either. However, you've seen the pictures, right?
I've seen the pictures,
and it looks like a good time, right?
It did look like a good time.
They lived their best lives.
Yeah, but my bed's very comfy, so, you know, that's...
That's what it is. That's what it is. Either that or Catherine's thumb's very comfy. But, yeah, so, yeah, again, that was thinking outside the box. So I think we've come a long way, Fenlake, certainly in 24. It's certainly been our biggest year, I think, our biggest year to date. And arguably, you could say they've all been big years, but there's been a lot of change this year, a lot of change. So I think we've got a lot to, live up to for next year.
That's going to be the problem.
I bet you've got no ideas in your head. As we stand here at the moment, I bet you've got zero ideas for 2025.
No. hey, that's the point.
Right.
That is the point. Everything evolves.
Yeah.
And we know where we're at now.
But that's very Fenlake.
And we know we want to be better. And it's only ever going to go in that direction. We look back on things rather than always looking forwards. And the things that happen going forward develop naturally.
The Fenlake ways, that's a great idea. When did you come up with that? Well, 5 minutes ago.
There you go.
Didn't it? So yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, and thank you, Andy. Thank you for what you do. Nad's in here to for me to thank her, but I'll thank her as well. You know, it's the partnership between you two worked really well, and your testament to why Fenlake is what it is. So thank you very much. Thank you everyone for listening. We hope you have a lovely Christmas. Stick with us. Keep supporting us. Hopefully we'll come up with new and wonderful things. Andy hasn't got anything in his head at the moment, but I'm sure he will soon.
There'll be amazing things.
As always. Yeah, as always. For 2025. Come to the play if you're not shown interest yet at the moment. It's free to come to. That's on the 19th.
Next Thursday.
Yep. So you've got Bingo this Friday.
Bingo Friday.
You've got the play on the 19th. Next Thursday. Friday.
Fantastic end of year prom on the 23rd.
What's on the 20th? No, 20th is the quiz.
20th is the quiz. And also, we've got a few guests coming on the 20th, haven't we?
On the 20th?
Yeah.
For the quiz?
Not for the quiz, no, but into Fenlake.
Yeah. That's another thing we forgot. So
another thing forgotten.
The under-18s and the under-21s of Peterborough United are going to be coming to Fenlake and Charford House to mingle within sessions and assist within those sessions. So that'd be quite fun. So if you're a Peterborough United fan, bring your shirts and, yeah, notebooks and get a signature of someone.
Possibly a future star.
Yeah, absolutely. A future Ronaldo, right?
There you go.
Posh
do quite well with those as they come through.
Yeah, they do. Look at where Ivan Toney is now.
There you go. Living it up.
Yeah. So we've got lots coming up. So do try and come along to one of our events and enjoy it. And, have a lovely Christmas.